This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanksgiving weekend is upon us, and so it doesn't have to just be on Thanksgiving, the day itself. I did a lot of wishing with people all through the week because it's one of those weeks that slow down, right? By the time you get to Thursday, a lot of people went home early on Wednesday, or they didn't work at all on Wednesday. They don't work on Friday. But we'll be here. Yes, indeed. Hooray!
Yeah. Too much to talk about.
Right. And by the way, is there such a thing? Somebody who's been eating parsnips too much sent me a note and said, I'm tired of this. How can we have so much to be grateful for? Hello? Is there such a thing as being too grateful? I don't think so.
But no, I think that's one of those things of individual thoughts are,
well, thoughts are things,
how we see things,
if you think of lack, then you're gonna be thinking, there's not enough for me. However, there is no such thing as too much abundance. No way, Jose. It's there. You just gotta work through it.
Attitude of gratitude.
Yes, there you go. Yep. Here's some good news about a girl who's 10. This is Miracle Moore's story. 10 years old. She has delivered a baby already. Her mother, Viola, went into labor at home in Jennings, Missouri, and the baby just started to come out and came up pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl is a fourth grader, dialed up 911, spoke to the dispatcher, said, "Hi, I think my mom's in labor." So the operator, the dispatcher, said, "All right." Then apparently he kept her on the phone. It lasted 11 minutes. Ambulance was on its way. And so a young Miracle, what a great name, huh? Miracle Moore. So, and this is a miracle. Anyway.
Her quick action, and then she repeated everything that dispatch was telling her to her mom.
Yeah, to do. Right. They say, lay on your back in the center of the bed or on the floor. Miracle told this guy, the dispatcher was Scott Stranglehoner. And this Miracle young lady is telling him she's crying. She couldn't lay down. So she went to the front door, unlocked it so the emergency folks could come in. And then she was comforting her mother. "It's okay, Mama. It's okay." And then she said to the dispatcher, "I think her water broke." "She's coming," yelled Miracle, urging her mother to lie down. Mm-hmm. "She's here. There's her head." Pop. Yeah.
The dispatcher's like, "Be careful. Do not drop the baby."
No, right. She wiped off her sister, right? Jayla was the sister. "Be careful," the dispatcher said, "don't drop the baby." And so this miracle worker wrapped her sister in a clean, dry towel, covered her head, made sure the umbilical cord wasn't wrapped around the neck of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can be heard, if you listen, because all this has gone viral, to the first responder, "You did a very good job." And so, anyway, this is kind of
amazing.
This could have been a serious situation. It could have been. But, you know, when you go back, when you think about Thanksgiving, you think about the history of the country, history of humanity, it's only been in the last century that people had birthings down the hospital. Realize that? Most everybody before that was born at home.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I have, it's very interesting, on the farm, there are a couple of bathtubs that have been historically, you're going to all laugh at this, but I'm going to tell you the story anyway, because it's kind of a wholesome story about growing up on the farm. The fellow who was like my second family, and my second father's name was Sam Mayo. And his name was David Mayo, but I called him Uncle Sam because his birthday was the 4th of July. So we all called him Sam. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the house that I lived in with Tony and where my two children were born was the house where his family. I've talked about his mother, Louisa Parker Mayo, the suffragette. She was very well known. Well, this big old house on the top of a hill here in Framingham, old farmhouse. When the Mayos left and retired, they sold their home, and I bought it because I just got married, and we needed a place to live, so that's where we were. And in this house is the most fabulous claw bathtub. And they, you know, the old style, I mean, talking about
the freestanding,
yep,
with those beautiful legs.
Yep, right, exactly. So my remembrance is Sam told me that it was the first place he had a bath. So I made sure it was the first place that Brendan and Megan had a bath. And then I bought another one of those tubs when I built a house down the road. I wanted to have two of those bathtubs, one for me. So I took the bathtub that was in that old house that I sold. I said to the guy who bought it, I'm taking this tub. So I took the tub and put it in the new house. And then I bought another one that was a little smaller for the children to have in their bathroom. And do you know that when the folks who bought the house from me, they didn't, obviously, surprisingly, they had no use for the claw leg bathtub, so they wanted to know if I wanted them. I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have them. We brought them. They're in the barn, in the hallway in the barn now. But the kids got such a kick out of it when they visited this year because they'd forgotten. They didn't forget about the tubs there, but they'd forgotten that I had them. And so they're just sitting outside the barn. And, you know, stuff like that, little things like that are important. Here's the story of an 11-year-old British boy who beat Einstein and Hawking on a Mensa IQ test. He's 11 years old. His name is Yusuf Shah, hailed as a genius after he made the highest possible score, which is 162, on the Mensa intelligence test. His performance beats Stephen Hawking, who was the physicist, Albert Einstein, we all know about him. They were both estimated to have IQs around 160. You know what your IQ is, Jay?
I did at one point. I forgot it. One of many things I forgot in life, unfortunately.
Yeah? Well, I don't know how important it is. Is it a, do you brag about it? Oh, I got 141 IQ. Okay, so it may help you live a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone through all the Mensa stuff, the IQ stuff, and so I'm looking at the confirmation here of Yusuf Shah's score. He placed in the top 2% of the population, has great potential for using his mind. So what do we do to make sure that nothing happens to the minds of youngsters like this as they're growing up?
Don't let it get bored. I think that's one of the most important things. Don't mm-hmm. let the mind get bored, because as soon as you feel like you stop learning, you genuinely stop learning.
You do.
That desire to continue to know more information, it becomes a little bit more difficult. But if you keep engaged and keep doing it, then you can keep going. That's one of the hardest things, I think, for me personally, with fibro and having the fibro fog and everything.
Yeah.
I have such a hard time speaking a lot of times when I'm in a big flare. It's like I'll try to pull a word that I know is in there. I know it exists. It's just difficult, and I'll pull the wrong word sometimes. Or other times it's like I'm reaching for something that's not even there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never had honors classes, but I did know that I did have a level of intelligence that sometimes I feel like is missing anymore.
Well, it is because we are so tethered to those damn devices. Nobody has to think anymore. Nobody has to write anymore. You spell. One of the most annoying things, one of the least thankful, what's the better, the contraptions, one of the contraptions I'm least thankful for, which isn't even a good sentence, is our iPhones and all that stuff, analog and digital, because you don't have to think. If you write a sentence, and this drives me nuts. If I'm trying to say something and spell check keeps changing the word that isn't the word that I want, I want to throw the thing against the
wall. Oh, that is so frustrating. Or if it looks, everything looks right, and then you hit send, and then it changes after you hit the send button.
Like, right.
I know the difference between the different theirs. But when it changes it on me, that is so embarrassing.
Right. Well, it's annoying. Anyway, so back to this youngster, Yusuf Shah. The thing that would be, there's a lesson in this, is not to go around telling everybody how smart you are. At that age, there isn't, you know, he says, talking about the people at school, they all think he's very smart. All you do is say, thank you. You don't say, oh, yeah, I'm a smart kid.
Mm-hmm.
No, never goes over well. So I guess he has a certificate. His father said that when his son was 7, he discovered a mathematical phenomenon that he couldn't explain. So they contacted a math professor who provided young Shaw with reasoning. The principle has since been known in their household as Yusuf's square rule, whatever that is, whatever it is. But there is, you know, there are a lot of people who have been geniuses over the years,
mm-hmm.
who graduated from college. I remember talking about one youngster one day, 14 years old, he graduated from college. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Those people exist. Mm-hmm. So embrace them. Hopefully they will have a good, relatively normal life.
Well, and I like what Shaw's parents have said, that yes, they are nurturing his natural abilities, but they're also nurturing a work ethic. They are making sure that he has a social life, that he's raised as a typical young child into a young adult.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so one of the things that I'm thankful for is the folks who follow us on social media, the Good Day download every single day. We have different things that bring smiles to you, some warmth, good stories, important things, whatever is going on in the world. We were concerned about that earthquake in Southern California, but it turned out I got to both of my children, both of whom are in Mexico for the remainder of the week, and they did not. There were people who felt this for sure in the Baja and inland and up in Southern California, but for the most part, you know, unless it's really a Lollapalooza, people just take it in stride. One of the things also on the Good Day download, the day before Thanksgiving, I did that, it's like the night before Christmas. It was kind of, I like doing that. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson talking about their son going to wilderness camp. All these discussions at the download, which you can get at gooddayshow.com.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog, rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens Find Rx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Ladies ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, social media time, trending items about celebrities, a little bit of Doug's dirt here. Jay and I are first focused for only a short period of time because other than that, it's a waste of time talking about Kanye West, who apparently is still in the rogue department. He's not supposed to be working for these various companies like Adidas and Gap, but he's still selling their hoodies. How is that possible if they've shut him off?
They were collaborations with him, Balenciaga, Adidas, Gap. They all severed their ties. So West is taking a lot of those garments and kind of refurbishing them. And what was supposed to be sold for hundreds of dollars, are now he's going to do $20. So he cut up a bunch of hoodies from Yeezy, different things from Balenciaga, Gap, Adidas, and he, in his studio, he has a bunch of different workers on sewing machines, just kind of creating, like recreating these things.
This guy's crazy. I'm looking. Some of this stuff, there's a bag that he, that was had his label on it from somebody that sold for $1,200, and a sweatshirt that sold for $1,100. What are you, who's going to pay that money for it? Somebody must have. All right, enough on him. Valerie Bertinelli and Tom Vitale officially settling their divorce. Court documents suggest that she's going to pay him $2.2 million. We always, when the woman has more than the man, we always think, huh? But, you know, there are circumstances where the women, and that, by the way, is what causes a lot of divorces. Why are you chuckling?
When the woman has more than the man, oh, that's to me.
I know. Isn't that awful? It's terrible. My God. Unga bunga. Jordan Sparks has joined Kelly Rowland in defense of Chris Brown, who got an award at the AMAs. And you and I were just talking off the air about the story, if you've forgotten, Chris Brown getting into a fight with, who is it, Rihanna?
Yeah, way back in the day. And then he's had some other issues. And when he won an award at the AMAs on Sunday, he wasn't there, but Kelly Rowland was the one that was presenting and accepted the award on his behalf, and she's one of his friends, and the audience booed, and she told them to chill out, and then Jordan Sparks is joining the conversation. She's the American Idol season 6 winner. She's done other things, too. But the what they're saying is that the whole it's a kind of a statement on cancel culture, that there's no room to grow, and yes, sometimes people do really bad things, and they mess up. but people can also learn and just be automatic. Like the Chris Brown Rihanna thing, Rihanna apparently has forgiven him, and she even said that she kind of beat him up too in a sense. And it's just people just are so quick to
kind of move on,
fully formulating thoughts.
There's a story about Kristen Bell. One of my, I think she's, there's something about her. It's like Amy Adams.
So much.
It's just, they're the type of person that you really want to be friends with. Anyway, story is that she's being honest with her children by telling them about doing mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms early. Apparently it backfired. She was on with Jimmy Kimmel and she was talking about spilling the beans. To her mother and to her children, I guess.
Well, so she didn't want her mom to find out about this.
Oh.
She and Dax Shepard are very honest in their parenting with their children, and especially with Dax Shepard being a former drug addict. And they talk about what drugs can do to you and how it makes you feel, but like all the downsides and why you shouldn't actually do them. And Kristen Bell was open and honest about how she wanted to try mushrooms, and she did in a controlled environment with Dax Shepard and like babysitting her. But then her daughter told her mom, Kristen Bell's mom. And she didn't want her mom to know that information, so she was kind of like, that's when the honesty backfired.
Yep. All right. Well, the lesson there is eat the mushrooms, don't smoke them. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit CreonInfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's CreonInfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Thursday made a strong appeal to Iranian authorities to stop their unnecessary and disproportionate use of force against protesters in Iran.
Persistent impunity for human rights violations remains one of the major challenges in Iran, further fueling discontent and distrust.
The Iranian ambassador responds
that the Human Rights Council is abused once again by some arrogant states.
A storm tracking through the southern United States will pack heavy rain that will make post-Thanksgiving travel difficult and could trigger urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans. The same storm will also deliver many months' worth of snow to parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Tesla is recalling about 80,000 cars in China because of software and seatbelt issues. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thanksgiving weekend. Good day on the air at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Lots of entertaining things going on. Watching the Macy's parade has been something that was a tradition. And I guess it's traditions are good to have. And I think that wishing Happy Thanksgiving to people, not just on the day, but through the weekend. Why not? Here's something to be thankful for, I suppose. We've been talking back and forth this week. Jeff Bezos has announced that he's going to donate a lot of his money, give it away before he dies.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently he's gotten specific, $123 million to help homeless folks. As we go into the holidays, there are a lot of people who have nothing, zero. And so he announced that his family fund has offered grants to 40 incredible groups working to end homelessness. So this $124 million is going for leadership awards given away to groups in 26 states around the country, Puerto Rico as well. The funds will go toward helping families moving from unsheltered homelessness into permanent housing. So is he going to build houses? Is that it? Some of the stuff could be building some of the things that are necessary to put people into houses.
It helps have that stability so that you can become more
of
a society and get jobs and keep the jobs and all of that.
The fund donated $600,000 to Mother Nation, honoring the beauty and strength of Native families. Let's see here. He says he's honored to support all these groups. In the past 5 years, I've given $500 million. See, all right, here's, I'm happy he's doing this. Good. Good for him. But something that seems to tug on my credibility strings is why he would put out a press release telling everybody what he's done. I think it's up to let the people in the various groups say, hey, did you hear Jeff Bezos gave us $24 million or whatever it is? Not to have him and his PR people do a press release. Like Dolly Parton won this year's Bezos Courage and Civility Award.
$100 million.
So he gave it to her to be used in some of her charities, which is, yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Might
and
go in with other people.
So much.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, so there's good and maybe a little distraction for me. The Arizona Cardinals used to have an offensive line coach, offensive is right, named Sean Kugler. He's been fired after he apparently groped a woman while he was in Mexico City. Now, is this a case of him being found guilty before, you know, what, you're guilty before being proven innocent? Or is this another Gloria Allred, okay, I know this really happened thing? They didn't waste any time, the Arizona Cardinals, in getting rid of this guy. That's for sure.
Which makes you wonder what else has been happening that people don't know about.
Yep, right. So does this ruin his career? And would you think that in this day and age, that people who do this sort of thing, I mean, this guy is not on the old timers. He's 56 years old, so should he know better? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Some people just think they have earned it, or whatever the reason. I'm a coach. I can do what I want. You know, that mentality. So the Cardinals had a few problems earlier this year. They get rid of their running back coach, James Saxon, who was charged with domestic battery.
Mm-hmm.
He pled guilty. So does that mean his career is over, or does he get another shot somewhere else?
I think it's determined, because as we've seen, it doesn't always depend on what the person does. It depends on who the person is to begin
with,
because not everybody gets equal punishments for equal crimes.
Right. Yeah.
Also, sometimes I think that people aren't thinking that they won't get caught. I'm convinced that sometimes people don't even think they are doing anything wrong.
And wrong. Well, that's the point I was trying to make. Mm-hmm. Didn't make it well. But, yeah, I think you're right about that. I think it's just, okay, well, that's what. And in some cases, it's innocent enough. It may be crude, and I'm not saying that it's okay, but it's with some, you know, sometimes, like with Biden and his kissing people on their forehead or whatever it is.
If it's unwanted, it's still unwanted.
Yeah, right, exactly. You've got to know that. Here are some, as long as we're in the football department, looks like some folks in the Texas Attorney General's office are looking into some security fraud stuff with Tom Brady being involved in the investigation. There are a lot of celebrities who have endorsed Bitcoin, this FTX thing that collapsed. So, all right, you get hired. You're well known. You're a spokesperson. That's what advertising is all about. So why would you bring them into the corruption charges? If they were just hired to be endorsers, I don't get that. I think they play fast and loose sometimes with this sort of thing. And it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. The Michigan State football players who have been charged following the incident that left players. Michigan State
mm-hmm.
University of Michigan thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad they were charged.
Yeah.
Yep.
As they
right.
should have been.
Yep, they should be charged. Yep.
That was not a scuffle. That was a full-on assault.
Yep. And for what reason? What was the, you know, think about it. It's right? I mean, so who are you? So you lost the game or you won the game. What do they teach you about sportsmanship? Isn't that what sports is supposed to be about? Mm-hmm. Now, you look at some of these people, the college players, the professional players. They're not good people at all, frankly. All right, a lot of them. I'm huffing and puffing on football, which is not my favorite thing. I want to talk to my friend Uri Geller with you. So we'll travel to Israel for the conversation right after this.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So bless ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
All right, 43 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with my friend Uri Geller, who joins us frequently to inspire us. He's over in his home in Old Jaffa, which is a part of Tel Aviv. I noticed that there were some prehistoric barbecue dinner remains found in Israel. Did you hear about this? The remains of a meal that was had 780,000 years ago? What the heck is this?
Yeah. The fact that you bring this story up is amazing because, you know, in my museum, I'm actually in my museum now, when I bought the building, I doused and I remote viewed what's under the stones and I found this ancient olive oil soap factory. And in order to dig it up, I had to get permission from the Israel Antiquity Authority. And that's the body that finds. They have hundreds and hundreds of archaeologists, and they're all over Israel digging amazing discoveries. And one of them is this, and they found even a sword that was found under the water, under the sea, near Caesarea, that belonged to the Crusaders. And then they also find coins that are 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years old. I have, inside my museum, the two gemstones. What gemstones mean, it's the two stones that are on the left and the right side of the main entrance to Ramses II, the pharaoh. Ramses II was one of the most important Egyptian pharaohs, and their hieroglyphics on it are giving him respect. So I got those two gemstones in my museum. They were displayed in the Museum of Israel in Jerusalem, which happens to be one of the most prestigious museums in the world. But the Israel Antiquity Authority said that those two stones will be seen by more people in my museum. But, Dougie, I heard, let's jump away from archaeology. I just heard you off the air saying this sentence. I don't really care about football. What? You don't care about
come on.
Football?
You know me well enough to know that I don't care. Well, football for you is soccer for us, but I have no interest in
Matter of fact,
I talk down about it because I think in some cases it's pretty dangerous if, you know, this kind of soccer that you like, you owned a team for a while, right? It was a soccer team.
I own a team now. I own a Scottish team called Landies. When I turned my island, which you are citizens of, into a country, I have to get a football team. So now I own a football team with everything, the shirt, the logo. But, Doug, it's the World Cup now, which means the soccer is playing, is being played on television, and not hundreds of millions, but billions of people are watching it. And America!
Yes, they
America
are.
America is playing.
Yep. Right.
Come
so does that
on,
mean
they played pretty good. Shippy's next to me.
What's
they
he saying?
It's amazing how well America is doing. And listen, Dougie, football, soccer, anything can happen in soccer. Anything. The ball is round. So, you know, who knows? Maybe America will win the World Cup, although I want England to win the World Cup. So this is massive. Billions of people are glued to their television sets every day, day in, day out, to watch these soccer matches.
Do I have to, how far back into the recesses of my mind do we have to go to reimagine the picture of you and me and Michael Jackson on that train going down to do the benefit for the soccer team that you owned at the time down in, Southwest England somewhere, right?
So Exeter City. Now, America are due to play, they drew with Wales, 1-1, and that's a big thing because Wales, you know, they're connected to. And I just had a big, long conversation with a journalist from Wales. And now I can't believe my eyes, but I believe that England are going to play United States. This is massive.
Right.
And you know why. Iran is the biggest. America, you know the Iran story. So England is going to play Iran.
No, USA, sorry, I'm getting confused.
I can hear your brother-in-law coaching you.
The soccer match.
Yeah. Before we go, a few seconds on cleansing. You said when we first started talking, you cleansed the museum. How important, I always talk about the way to prepare in a new space is to cleanse the energy. How do you do that?
Oh, well, I'm a huge believer in feng shui. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer in ley lines. I believe that energies that are moving throughout buildings, offices, apartments, dwellings are massively important.
Yeah.
It's important where you place your furniture to allow the positive energies to go to roam and flow like beautiful clean water in your house.
Yeah.
And I place my displays in the right feng shui positions.
Right.
So the energy in my museum is very, very positive.
All right. Lamb Island. Become a citizen of Lamb Island. Check that out at urigeller.com. URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri. It's 10 before the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Doug Steffen reminding you of the best way to get to Dr. Ken. It isn't just one-way information. It's not just him talking to you on the radio. You can talk to him directly, whether it's going to the office for an appointment or whether having a telemedicine connection is what's best for you, whatever. Call the office. Make the connection. 352-735-1400. All right, you got the number? 352-735-1400. People say I go through those numbers too quickly. All right, Ken, what's the story here with, I notice that there's some research on seniors having surgery and whether or not they're attended. Like, is your family around? Who's taking care of you after you've had your surgery?
This is so important. You know, we think about just what the surgeon cuts and how they do it and how the actual operation goes. But this comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Surgery Edition this week, that older adults, Doug, and we usually mean 65 and older, who report being lonely, face a higher risk of death within 30 days after non-elective surgery, highlighting the need for better recovery and support strategies, Doug. This is amazing. More than 40% of older adults regularly experience loneliness. And loneliness has been associated with an increased risk of medical conditions, including stroke, cardiovascular disease and dementia, and early death. I, as a cardiologist, unfortunately see a lot of lonely senior citizens. And helping them deal with their emotional issues is so important to get them cardiovascularly healthy.
Yep. All right. So let me ask a question that is sort of connected to this. Al Roker, who is 68, is in the hospital this week because he's having blood clots in his legs and his lungs. Remember when he had that controversial operation to, what do they call it, button or staple your stomach to cut his weight down? That was supposed to help him in all sorts of ways, including blood flow and that sort of stuff. Does having that operation guarantee that your circulation will be better? I mean, what would be the story here? Why would he be having blood clots in his legs and his lungs? It's a pretty dangerous situation, right?
Well, I don't know his entire history, but this is just an important reason to stay active. Prolonged sitting can do this. He may have a blood clotting disorder, but you know whether they're related or not, it's just probably another issue he has. But I don't know enough about him personally to tell you. But this is just an important reason. As we're all thinking about traveling for Thanksgiving, just if you're in the car, in the plane, every hour or two, just get up and walk a bit. That's the best way to prevent these clots, is just not having your derriere in one place too long.
Yeah, that's why I always, when I'm on the radio, I'm up every 20 minutes or so. I even go down into the weight room a little bit and move weights around up and down the stairs. I do it on the airplane, going back and forth across the country. I'm always up every hour or so just to move around because otherwise, yeah, you can get cramps and I don't know, they ain't good for you no matter what.
He had aggressive prostate cancer.
Oh, he did. I didn't know
patients
that.
Who have aggressive cancers are so-called hypercoagulable. It's one of the many reasons why people clot more easily than others. So this may be a factor. There are genetic issues. There are just issues of immobility that can do this. So many causes for why you get these clots, but most of us get them because of immobility. So don't let yourself be immobile, especially if you're traveling.
Right. All right. Question about hydrogen water. What is it? Yeah,
water is H2O, so I don't know any water without hydrogen in it.
I thought there was a... That's a good question for somebody. Yeah, it is, now that you mentioned it.
Hydrogen water is regular water with hydrogen gas added to the water. This, I guess, is out of the realm of mainstream. Apparently,
is it
people
a scam?
Think it...
Well, scam.
People, I don't think there's a lot of evidence. I haven't seen the evidence of anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. I'll look at the literature on this, but that's what people tout it as. And some people tout it as increasing energy, slowing down the aging process, improving muscle recovery. What the research is on it, I need to look at it.
All right. Well, Dr. Kim may have an answer to that question next week when we get together. As for the moment, we're out of time. 59 past the hour. Dr. Ken and Doug on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.